Thank you very much, Mr. Heimbach. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, at the first press conference. In November, at the annual accounts meeting, I said that Siemens is now a regular top-class company again. We've taken along the momentum of last year and entered the 2011 fiscal year on a strong note. Order intake rose by 19% to 22.6 billion euro compared to the last quarter. Sales rose to 19.5 billion euro, up 12%. All sectors showed double-digit growth rates. We're growing in all regions, especially in the emerging markets. It's the third quarter in a row where sales and order intake grew. The so-called book-to-bill ratio is 1.16. Our order inventory has risen to 92 billion euros. Growth is not at the expense of profitability, on the contrary. Our continued activities produced almost 8.5 billion euro, which is a new record high. Figures show that Siemens is fully on a growth course. Our ambition for the future has been established in our company framework, namely One Siemens, which means capital-efficient growth. The framework conditions to achieve this are excellent. The global economy is recovering faster and more vigorously than expected. In the industrialized countries, where demand is growing for modernizing existing infrastructures and even more strongly in the emerging markets, where the development is catching up to the industrialized nations at high speed. Especially cities are moving into the focus of our activities. In the first quarter, we received large numbers of orders to build up modern transport technology systems in major European cities. The city of Munich has ordered the new generation of its subway system from us. The order for the first 21 trains comes to 185 million euros, including another option. That figure may climb as high as 550 million euro. The Norwegian capital of Oslo is also relying on Siemens technology and has ordered another 32 vehicles from us for the metropolitan. 83 metro trains made by Siemens are running there already. I'd like to remind you of the Eurostar that will soon be running between London and Paris. Again, a satisfying achievement and a success for us. The prerequisite for these successes are effective cooperation and collaboration with cities. Throughout the world, we've become a reliable partner for infrastructure. That success is also based on our undiminished innovative strength. Over the past 10 years, the number of registrations per inventor at Siemens has doubled. This is a fantastic achievement. Siemens has never been this innovative. We hold nearly 58,000 active patents, more than 80,000 of them in green technologies. Again and again, our innovations make it possible to uncouple growth from the consumption of resources. Instead, we're able to combine growth with sustainability. The best example comes from our energy sector, the H-class gas turbine. The American utility Florida Power and Light has already ordered six turbines of this generation. They'll start running in 2013. That was only the beginning. Now the second large order is also ahead. Again in 2013, the gas and steam power plant of Bugok 3 in South Korea is to go online. It will achieve efficiencies above the previous record of 60%. And it can supply electricity to some 300,000 people. We're also ahead in our innovations in our MR PET in the healthcare sector. The MR PET whole body scanner recently made its world debut at Munich's Klinikum Rechts der Isar. It can revolutionize the diagnosis of many different illnesses. You can see it exhibited in the lobby. We strengthen our core business for the future with these pioneering achievements. Over the past few weeks and months, we've pressed ahead with a number of portfolio changes. Siemens IT Solutions and Services and Atos Origin plan to establish a new European IT service champion together. We've sold our remaining share of just under 20% in Gigaset. We'll transfer our entire minority interest in Krauss-Maffei Wegmann to the Wegmann Group. Electronics Assembly Systems is now a part of ASM Pacific Technology, where it has been integrated successfully. Today, the industry, energy and healthcare sectors generate 94% of our total revenue. After the Siemens IT Solutions and Services transaction has become complete, that figure will rise to 99%. Some 10 years ago, these three sectors were contributing only half of our revenue. Today, Siemens is set up in a clear and focused way. With our new corporate framework, One Siemens, we intend to keep continuously improving relative to our competitors and to the market as a whole. Ladies and gentlemen, let me sum up. Siemens is off to a vigorous start for the new 2011 fiscal year. Orders and revenue will grow in all regions, and they are growing, particularly in emerging markets. Our business in Germany benefits as well. We've delivered excellent bottom-line performance, and we're fully on track to reach the targets we set for fiscal 2011. Thank you, Mr. Löscher.